إني ألقى الإناس في صومي وصلاتي ودعائي للرحمن وجميع الطاعات.
We feel we are here to establish the truth and come to common terms that Allah says in the Quran with the people of the book, yeah? So we are here for the truth. I'm not here.
Repeat it.
We're here for the truth.
Yeah?
So we can come to common terms in an agreement regarding the worship of God Almighty alone.
Yeah.
Yes? So I'm not here to win an argument. I'm not here to earn brownie points or whatever it may be. Are you looking for the truth?
Yes.
I'm looking for the truth.
Yeah?
I believe the Bible that you hold in your hand is corrupted and has been changed. If I show you that this is the case, are you here ready to at least read the Quran and reject the Bible?
I've read the Quran and I don't like it.
Okay, what did you read from the Quran and what did you take from it?
I read that Christians and Jews should not be your friends, that's one. Secondly, you're supposed to fight us in Surah 9, Ayah 29.
Yeah.
And before the prayer, first in Surah 2, I think 256 or so, there's no compulsion. Then it says, fight us until we accept the truth.
Wait.
So because of that, secondly, it says, God cannot have a son. Thirdly, God, cannot come to the earth.
Okay.
And because of that, what the Bible says, I believe it.
Okay.
100% with my heart and everything. And even if I have to die, I will not deny it.
Okay. Uh-huh. I said to you, did you read the Quran? You said you read it and you didn't like it.
I don't like those verses.
Okay. How is it?
It's even worse.
Can I speak?
Yeah, go ahead.
How is it that when I ask you to read the Quran, every single chapter except one says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful, the most just, the very merciful, yeah? How is it that you have missed the core message of the Quran of calling to one God, and all you have done is read verses saying don't be friends with Jews and kill... One second.
Which describes justice.
Madam, you're going to have to allow me to speak.
Islamic idea of justice.
Madam, are you going to let me speak? Are you going to let me speak or not? Because I'm going to move away if you don't let me speak. So how is it that you read the Quran... Theo, how is it that you read the Quran and the only thing that you took from the Quran is a contradiction and a verse telling us to kill you? So from the entire Quran, that is all you read?
No, I also realize that Satan can put words in Muhammad's lips. No prophet ever had that experience.
You're talking about novel, you're talking about... What makes you think that...
Where in the Quran does it...
According to whom? Where did you hear this from?
I read in the Quran. It says, I did not command you to speak Satan's word, and we reveal a verse to abrogate that. Do you know that or you don't know that? I can search it for you.
Okay.
I can just... I think it's 23 or something.
All right. But just one thing.
I don't know if it's 23 or 26.
All right. So let me just quickly clarify two or three different points, and then I'll leave it to you again. Yeah. The first point is the point you made about Surah Al-Baqarah, which is chapter number 2. And you said that in the Quran it says that you got to fight the disbelievers and this and that. Oh, no compulsion religion. Okay, so what you're referring to is chapter number 2, verse 256, where it says, لا إكراه في الدين قد تبين الرشد من الغي فمن يكفر بالطاغوت ويؤمن بالله فقد استمسك بالعروة الوثقى لا انفصام لها. It said there's no compulsion of religion, that truth has been made clear from falsehood. Now, that's one verse. In the context, the general principle that we as Muslims are not allowed to compel someone to be a Muslim if they don't agree with us. Now, the second thing you said is Surah At-Tawbah, chapter number 9, verse number 29. It talks about fighting the Christians and the Jews. Now, it does say fight the mushrikeen, and the Jews and the Christians until they pay jizya. An yadin wahum saghirun, that until they pay the jizya, which is a tax, and they do so in a subordinate way, and that's what it says. Okay. Now you have to understand what you have to understand. This is a verse which we do accept in the context of war between Muslims and non-Muslims. We believe that if someone comes to our land or tries to fight us physically, that what we attempt to do as a state, and this only applies to state relations, that state has a right to defend itself. Excuse me? What does it say that? So what I'm saying... All right, well, let me tell you what the context is. Excuse me, hold on. Hold on. Miss, I'll tell you what the context is. In Islam, there are two kinds of verses. There are verses which are called am, and there are verses which are called khas. Now, listen. There's a hadith that is even more general than this. It's a hadith narrated by Ibn Umar, which is in the Nawawi's 40 hadith, which says, hold on, which says that, let me finish my point. Excuse me. Let me just finish my point. What I'm saying is everything is contextual. Now, hello. All right, listen. So there's a hadith narrated by Ibn Umar, which is mutawatir hadith, actually. It's so strong. It says that the Prophet Muhammad, listen to this violent hadith. It says, I know, it seems like I'm going against the Muslims here, but it's a very violent hadith. It says, أُمِرْتُ أَنْ أُقَاتِلِ النَّاسِ حَتَّى يَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ فَإِذَا فَعَلُوا ذَلِكَ. So the Prophet said, I have been commanded, Prophet Muhammad, to fight the people until they say, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Now listen to this. Someone might read this hadith and think, what's going on here? Yeah? It's this hadith. So every scholar agrees that this is not referring to all the people, because it would refer to Muslims as well. And nas in Arabic means all people. Now, when we talk about Christians and Jews, in the Quran, when it talks about fighting them, it doesn't talk about all the Christians and Jews. It talks about those aggressive combatants that have come in the way. So let's talk about aggressive combatants. So, what you're...
I want to...
So, you need to understand that class. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Said.
Sorry, bro.
When there was what do you call it?
All right.
It's unfortunate my phone is there. He says when the Quraysh people were scared that there would be no income from the pilgrimage. There was not that. The Quraysh tribes in Abi Katia says they were scared that they won't get money from the pilgrimage, from the people of the pagan.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So he said that verse so that they can get money from taxes.
Yeah.
So it's not a war.
Now you tell me one thing.
It's not a war.
All right, fine. My question to you, and I'll leave it to Ali. Sorry.
Yeah.
One question to you then. Yeah. That's true. That what you're saying is completely correct.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with you, my friend. We believe that if there are Christians and Jews going to live in an Islamic governance, that they would have to pay taxes. Now tell me one country in the world where that's not the case.
Yeah, but you see, that's not the
controversial.
No,
it's completely uncontroversial.
I want to clarify something here.
Go on.
In UK, we can't say, that is 100% Christian country. We can't say that because there are Muslim, other religions here. But taxes is universal.
We've got to pay the cash. Hold on.
There's no discrimination on tax.
There's different tax bands between religions.
We are talking of religion instituting a tax.
Alright.
Christianity.
One point. My friend, what's your name?
Theo. Yeah.
Listen, I gotta stop you right there, because what you're saying is not right.
Yeah.
We believe we have to pay taxes in the form of what you call zakat. Zakat is a form of taxes. So if it was an Islamic governance, they'd have to pay taxes in form of zakat. Now it wouldn't be called zakat when it comes to Christians and Jews. It would be called jizya. So what's the problem with that?
Let me ask you a question. In the Quran it says you insist to get the tax, the jizya. Okay? It says let them pay jizya.
What is the money used for? I
don't care.
Hold on one second. Before we started, you said we're here for the truth.
Yes.
I said to you, have you read the Quran?
This is what I'm saying.
I said to you, have you read the Quran?
Family,
I said, have you read the Quran? He goes, yeah, I have. I have read the verses where he says kill people.
Made invest to bring revenue to his
Listen, people. Do you have a problem with the Quran because it says kill people? Is that what you say? Then I need to ask you a question. You're telling me I read the Quran and the only thing that you read from the whole Quran is verse 9:29.
Not only that.
I'm asking you something.
I can give you 10
verses. That's like going.
Look, you haven't read nothing from the Quran.
I can give you 10 verses on you fighting.
Exactly. You know why? Because you went to the Quran to find problems in it, not to speak the truth. Let me show you. You got a problem with killing, yeah? If you want to reject the Quran because of that verse that is not even clear, you right now have to get the Bible and flick it to the other side of Oxford Street. Let me tell you why.
Tell him why.
Is Jesus the same God as in the Old Testament?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. In 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23, it says, go to the Amalekites.
Yeah.
And guess what it says?
What does it say? Go.
Kill men.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Kill women.
Yeah. Oh.
Wait, what else does it say? Let him finish.
Can I finish?
Men and women, who else?
So God, yes. I know God can. God is ordering to go to the... Can we move somewhere else?
Because
I
don't think
let's move somewhere else. Because it's not long. Madam, can you please don't follow us? Madam, please. Due respect. Madam, you're old enough to be my mother. I respect you, but please allow us to speak.
Absolutely.
Yeah? You look young, but you get what I'm trying to say. Madam, you didn't let us speak. Madam, can I speak, please? Madam, are you going to let me speak?
And to do what is best.
Madam, are you going to let me speak? Are you going to allow me to speak?
Please, madam.
Madam, would you allow me to speak?
Let's continue another day, yeah?
Madam, would you allow me to speak? Even he is annoying. Come here. Theo, come here.
I just want to ask
him. Madam, can you allow us to speak? If we move,
Theo, follow us.
Let me finish his point, please. Yeah.
Now, you said you reject the Quran.
Yeah.
You said you read it. Yeah. Funnily enough, when you read it, the first book, how you open is 9:29 about killing.
Not only that. You didn't...
Let me finish.
You were not there when I read it. So don't put words in my mouth.
You're right. I'm sure I can give you so many verses. Yes, you're right. I'm sure the next chapter you open was about killing as well. Because you're looking for killing. Exactly.
It's command. I said,
if you're going to reject the Quran,
that's a timely one.
Don't let him finish, because the point he's making is that since you, since you have made a point against Islam, mm-hmm. I'm a Christian, right?
Yeah, go ahead.
And you made a point against Islam about killing.
Yeah.
He's now bringing back to you in the scripture
where
of the Old Testament
animals
where God made the same claim.
Yes.
And he's seeing that as a hypocritical point.
No problem.
And he wants an answer.
I'm going to answer.
At least an honest, sincere Christian man.
Thank you very much.
You can't answer. I'm not finished.
No.
How can you answer when I'm not finished? I'm not finished. He's Christian. What are you talking about?
He's Christian guy.
Now you said.
I can answer him.
You said you're rejecting the Quran on a matter where it's the battlefield. When the enemies are coming to you, what are you going to do? Throw flowers at them? Here you go. After you kill me, put it on my grave.
Yes.
If you're coming to kill me, I'm going to kill you. Simple as. And you will do the same. Don't come up. We love you. Your enemy. Don't give me that. Now, if that's the case, Jesus is the same God in the Old Testament. 1 Samuel chapter 15. Verse 2.
Is that the Christian way?
Yes.
Can you allow me to speak?
Sorry, what did you say?
Can you allow me to speak?
Are you going to?
Can you open your Bible? No, I'm not.
Put a timer on it.
I'm not opening the Bible.
Can you put a timer on it? You've been going 2 minutes.
Tell me already.
Can I borrow the Bible, please?
Sir, he's going to give you time. Don't worry. Everyone's going to have 2 minutes.
The Bible? Yes. To where God...
Deuteronomy chapter 20,
verse 19. Please, the book without any comments, please.
Deuteronomy 20, verse 19 to 20. That's all you're going to say.
Can I borrow the Bible? Sorry. Thank you.
Incestuous relationship.
Deuteronomy.
Incestuous relationship. Is that what Lot said with his daughters in your Bible?
Sorry?
That's where Lot had sex with his daughters in your Bible. You talk about incestuous relationship.
Lot has sex on their daughter. Drag him and have sex. You are getting it wrong, my brother. Check your facts,
right? Had sex in the Bible.
No. If a child
drag the father and have sex, that is not the father.
Let's talk about sex later.
So don't get interested.
So what are you talking about sex?
He was drugged.
Can I, Ethel?
Are you talking about sex?
What's your name? Can I speak? So now, Jesus is the same God in the Old Testament, yes? Okay. So God Almighty orders in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 2, Jesus. My brother.
No, no, 1 second.
Yeah, but Aki, we're talking.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's the same God as the Old Testament.
Yeah.
And you will never, ever find it in the Quran or Hadith, these commandments. Go to the Amalekites and kill men. Okay, men, you say, you know what, it's a war. It happens, men are coming to beat me, other men don't come out.
Yeah.
Men, kill men, good.
Yeah.
Kill women. What did the woman do? What did the woman do? Kill children. One second. Kill children. What did the children do?
Children.
Kill the baby. What did the babies do? Kill the donkey. What the hell did the donkey do? So my problem is this. Show me a place in the Quran or Hadith that the Prophet ordered the killing of women, children, babies, and donkeys.
It's a question,
brother.
Listen, in the Old Testament, in Deuteronomy, God commanded Moses to go and wipe all those people out for a reason. And the reason is they have committed abomination on the land. Abomination to the point that he has waited for a long time that he has to bring judgment upon them. Now, and that was one time. It happens, and it's not a command that every Christian or every Jew should be always looking for a place to go and kill or to go and look for somebody to kill. It was a timely judgment done.
Okay.
In the Quran, it doesn't say stop, it doesn't say move, it doesn't say nothing. It says fight those who do not believe in the way of Allah, even if they are the Christians and the Jews. That is open. Open. Anybody can take that and do anything with that.
I'm telling you, in regards, I'm talking about the ethics of war. In Islam, nowhere would you find the Prophet
because
or Allah.
God never commanded Muhammad to fight.
Can I speak?
It's not your time.
I'm asking you, in the time of the Prophet, did the Prophet ever order the killing of women, children, babies, or donkeys? I've got 2 minutes, I'm not even going to use that. Answer.
Okay. Is it the Prophet that says, or is it God that says? Clarify.
Both.
Sorry?
No. It comes from God, but then the Prophet.
So it's God's judgment. So you are questioning God's wisdom.
No, but hold on.
Yes.
One point.
Because God says.
My friend.
God says.
Can I just say one thing? You're trying to run away from it. Your premise is that the reason why you don't believe in the Quran is because there's acts of violence. He's showing that it's worse in the Bible. So how can you defend it in the Bible yet reject it in the Quran?
That's a judgment. Okay.
So then by who? By who? By who? By Jesus.
Yes.
One second.
Yes.
So let me get this right.
Yeah.
So he gives that judgment.
Yes.
And also, I'll just give you New Testament as well. Luke chapter 19, verse 27.
Yeah.
My enemies that do not allow me to reign over them, bring them here and give them a kiss. Does he say?
No.
Does he say bring them here and give them a kiss?
Does
Jesus say bring them here and give them a kiss?
But what does he say?
Or does he say bring them here and slaughter them?
Okay. So where did that happen?
Luke 19, verse 27.
Did he do that?
Yes. Did he do that?
Did he do that? Did he brought anybody? Did he brought anybody and kill?
Okay, one
Jesus
second.
Never killed
one
anyone.
Second. One second.
Even the Quran admits
one
second, that he's sinless.
One second. We accept
so
that.
Don't make.
I'm saying.
You're saying that it's in your Bible.
You're saying
he never killed anyone.
What about Matthew chapter number 10, verse 35?
We are talking about somebody acting.
No. I'm asking you. I'll come back to the same thing. Show me a single place where in the Quran it says kill women, children, or babies, or donkeys.
Because God never commanded you.
Anywhere, God never commanded Muhammad.
Listen.